We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show at 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line, 71307. We'll read your text on the air. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at ESPN Upstate. So, NIL laws, we've had them in place for about 2 weeks now. And I want you to notice one thing. And Zoe, at any point that you feel I'm stepping over, jump in and correct me. For about 2 to 3 weeks leading up to the enactment of NIL laws, we heard from many talking heads, this is it. The end of college athletics as we know it. The end is nigh, my friends. College football, college athletics is dead. Long live college athletics. And here we are, 2.5 coming up on 3 weeks since the NIL regulations went into place by the NCAA. And I'll acknowledge that I'm not always up to date with everything going on in the world. Lonzo, as far as I can tell, we are still on schedule for college football in about 2.5 months to get fired up. Nobody has been shot into the sun yet. No coaches, as many have left to go to the NFL, as many promised they would. We have not seen the NCAA collapse. We have not seen college football stadiums be overrun and returned to Mother Nature. None of those things have happened. We have had a huge chunk of athletes start to make money off of their name, image, and likeness, and literally nothing else.
So thought that this would be an immediate problem and things would just
devolve into chaos immediately.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that's gonna take a couple years before you notice if there indeed is a problem. We need to get in a situation where a kid goes, oh, that guy's making too much money, I'm going over here. Well, you ain't gonna see it yet till it actually happens during the season. The jealousy and the deceit and all the dark things that will go on afterwards can't happen till they happen. You gotta get through at least 1 to 2 seasons first.
Hey, jealousy.
It's been a very musical episode of the Rob Brown.
They all are.
Yeah, but today more so than any. I think you've sang like 4 times so far today.
Sorry about that.
I wasn't saying it was negative.
Hey, jealousy, tell me the band, I'll give you 5 points.
It's on my Spotify, but I don't remember.
That would be the Gin Blossoms.
Ah, yes.
The Gin Blossoms. That is exactly right. Anyway, so NIL laws, regulations, rules, protocols.
Well, you're going to make the people down the hall come down here and come after me for not knowing.
For not knowing the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Now I'm just distracted by 1990s and early 2000s alt rock. So the Gin Blossoms.
So next time you bring up politics, I know what to do.
Just sing the Gin Blossoms. So college football has not died. We're still on pace to have a season. No one that I'm aware of has been assassinated. No stadiums have been knocked down. We haven't had anybody pull multi-million dollars out of the system yet. Zoe says, hey, give it 4 or 5 years to kick in. We'll find the end. Yeah, that's maybe true. I would even say probably true. But we're on pace. And why? Because as human beings are wanted to do, everybody panics when someone calls for major change. And then we figure it out. That's what we do. I'd be willing to guess that Lonzo in his career has had one or 700 times that somebody from down the hall has come down and said, Lonzo, I need you to make this massive change. And Lonzo's gone, whoa, that's too much. And then what happens? It happens.
Did I make it work? Because magic's what I do.
Correct. He's not nominated again for best sports talk show in the upstate for no reason, ladies and gentlemen. We make it happen. We figure it out. And it might get ugly, and there might be some things that we're uncomfortable with, but we fight through that to figure it out. That's what people do. ESPN staff writer Dan Murphy put up an article on ESPN a couple of days ago. We're at a discussion with a small group of staff members at LSU. Now, LSU figured that NIL laws were going to go to play in place at some point. And LSU put together a task force more than a year before it happened in order to try to get a jump start on what most people, myself included, believes to be the most transformative change to college athletics since Title IX arrived nearly 50 years ago. LSU decided to jump out front to have some ideas. But what's interesting is the language that one of the LSU task force members used when speaking with Dan Murphy. The staff member at LSU said that they had figured that the NIL laws would, and were correct in their assertion, that they would become a series of, quote, rabbit holes. End quote. You've heard the expression, right? Gone down the rabbit hole. Of course, comes from Alice in Wonderland.
Spent many a day in the rabbit hole.
I suspect a very different rabbit hole than the one Alice Carroll went down when writing.
I would suspect that you are correct.
Yes. Yes. Very different rabbit hole. So
I think it's Lewis Carroll.
Yes, Lewis Carroll. I got my first names with Alice the character and Lewis Carroll, the author, mixed up.
Not that you are in the rabbit hole now yourself. That would make it. Anyway.
Not that, again, not that kind of rabbit hole. No Cheshire cat showing up around me while I'm on the air. So, anyway. The interesting thing about the NIL laws was that the framework provided by the NCAA is very loose and creates a ton of gray areas, a ton of gray areas. In fact, last week, Mark Ryan had a young woman on named Christy Dosh, who is a sports law expert. And Mark said, what's been the most surprising thing in the 2 weeks since the NILs went into place to you? And she said, the sheer number of athletes and athletic department staff members that have reached out to her to say, we don't know. We don't know what to do. We don't know what we can do. We don't know what we're allowed to do. We don't know how we're allowed to do it. And I want to say one thing about that. That is entirely on the NCAA. Entirely. Diesel said it. Paul Feinbaum said it. I said it. It's an elite group of talking heads, ladies and gentlemen. Feinbaum, Diesel, and Brown. We all said the same thing. And this illustrates it. The NCAA had years to be working on and crafting the NIL proposal that they put forward. Years to be working on it. There were folks in the media, myself included, who were telling you that NIL laws being passed are inevitable. They're Thanos, man. They're inevitable. And then we got to a point where a number of states said, you know what? It's happening. And the NCAA went, uh-oh, we better respond with something. We better come up with something. And what they came up with was, well, not great. Like, at all. Now, why do I stick so much blame at the feet of the NCAA about this? It's a very simple reason. As Dan Murphy pointed out, Lonzo, LSU, and I'm sure multiple other top-tier schools have had a task force in place for over a year to be ahead of the gun on this one. Over a year. They've known it was coming. They've known it was a reality. They've known it was inevitable. And so for over a year, LSU, and again, I'm sure other schools, had people in place whose only job was figure this out so that when it inevitably happens, we are ahead of the curve. The only group that did not have this ready, didn't have this mindset, didn't get into it earlier, didn't start crafting, was the group that has control over it. It's pathetic.
You ever think that maybe one of two things, maybe they still didn't believe it was going to happen, that something would stop it between, you know, from happening, period, or this is so complex and it's so big and there are so many possibilities, good and bad, with it that they just can't figure it out.
I think first and foremost, the NCAA as a leadership group is arrogant as hell. I think they're arrogant as hell. And I think the NCAA genuinely thought, Zoe, that because the NCAA was against this, they would have a savior. Somebody at a high-level government position would jump out and go, no, 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 no.
And maybe they even had some assurances by someone, a politician, saying, oh, don't worry, we're gonna squash this. It's never going to happen. And maybe they believed it.
Yeah, I agree.
Although politicians are known for their honesty.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know.
Yes. I think the NCAA, which, by the way, has a very impressive lobbying power in D.C., I think they went, hey, we're in enough politicians' ears that the folks in D.C. will prevent this from going forward. And when the states started saying, our schools, our ability to say what happens at them, they went, wait a minute, guys, hey, remember us, we're the NCAA, and we don't like this. And the states went, you were not all that concerned about it. Lonzo, you and I have both worked with people like that inside of this industry, right? I don't want this thing to happen, therefore this thing will not happen till it does. And then, what are they? Woefully unprepared to take the next step under the new set of circumstances.
Which may or may not be the reason why when something comes up, I try to think of every single scenario in case it falls back to me to try to take care of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lonzo for NCAA president.
No.
Because he would do a better job.
Hey, man, I don't want that kind of pay cut.
He would do a better job. I don't know, man. We know what Mark Emmert makes, and if you're making Mark Emmert money, I need to have a conversation with somebody. Look, the NIL... One of the LSU members told Murphy that figured even with a year's preparation for the LSU task force, she described it as, quote, building an airplane when you're flying. That's what we're doing, end quote. And she's right. From somebody on the outside looking in that has no decision-making power on how this works, but it's just looking at the ramifications, I agree. It looks like they are building an airplane while they are trying to fly it to their destination. And it's tough, I'm sure. It's tough, I'm sure. But that falls on the NCAA. I'm not saying, just to be abundantly clear here, Zoe, I'm not saying that this would have been easy to figure out in a year or a year and a half or two or three or 4 years before that. I'm not saying it would have been easy to figure this out. I'm saying that they should have tried anyway. And I'm not even saying that it would have been perfect when they got here. But these schools, like Clemson, South Carolina, LSU, and every other massive school, predominantly, though the small schools are going to have their issues too, these schools have been effectively thrown under the NIL bus by the NCAA by not being prepared in advance. That's it. Look, it's easy. It's easy to dump on the NCAA. And in many cases, Lonzo, it's fun to dump on the NCAA. They do it to themselves in many cases. I will defend people who are doing their best, even if their best isn't good enough. All right? How many times have we said that about players and coaches? Heck, I'm saying about Coach Bud right now. I will defend a guy to the death that is doing his best, but there comes a point when you have to go, dude, your best isn't good enough, and we have to move on. We have to. And the fact that we are 3.5 foot, and again, I want to ensure, because I started this segment off by saying what? College athletics are not dead. They haven't died yet. Everything's on schedule for football season. As far as I know, no programs have shut down because of the NIL loss. But they are under the bus, and they are getting dragged by the NIL bus. And the athletes are too, for the record. This is not easy to navigate for the athletes either. I have seen college athletes that have been saying, I don't know what I can sign and what I can take and what I can't, because the guidelines are not entirely clear. The NCAA wonders, I'm sure, why does everybody beat us up? What does nobody like it? This is the reason. Because I'm reading through this article of an LSU task force that was created over a year ago to figure out what would happen, to figure out how it would happen, to figure out why it would happen. Over a year ago, these schools were taking the steps. Why was the NCAA not? How did we get here? It doesn't seem like it's that difficult to understand. It really doesn't. But maybe it's just me. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN is the number. Text us at 71307, 71307 is the number, the Ingles Market text line. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lawns One Word, and at ESPN Upstate. We'll talk one more about this McGregor-Poirier fight over the weekend. A massive disappointment to sports fans, but might usher in a new era. We'll talk about that on the flip side. Rob Lonzo, you... This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I have a complaint to make. I'd like to speak to the manager, please. Lonzo, do you/have you ever, And I don't, to be clear, before I ask this question, so you don't think this is the reason. Do you slash have you ever slash are you ever tempted when you hear about something in a movie that you have not seen yet? Do you go look for spoilers, clues, scripts, scenes, so that you can prepare yourself for what's coming in the movie?
No, because now will I look a little bit harder within the movie? Probably.
Yeah.
I will tell you, in this case, you'll still never get it. But no, I'm not going to do that. And I've been spoiled on occasion, and I hate it, but it happens, especially with the advent of the wonderful social media. You're going to get that some, but no.
Yeah, wonderful's a stretch.
Yeah, well, it was sarcasm. If I were you, I would not go looking for it.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you just suggested that maybe you might.
No, so. I won't. So here's what we're talking about. I have been informed, for those of you who don't know me, I hate, not dislike, hate jump scares in movies. Jump scare basically is any moment that it's nice and calm and quiet, and then all of a sudden the movie cranks the volume up to 36 and something jumps at you, and it's a visual and audio stimulation that goes from 6 to 52 in a second to scare you into awareness. It's cheap.
It's like the other side of the hill on a roller coaster, but you didn't know the hill was coming.
Yeah. Like, roller coasters are great because you know the drops are coming and you know the feeling of a drop, and it builds you up to that moment.
Well, the dread of going up the hill to me is much worse than coming down.
Yeah. See, but that's the psychological side. And I like psychological thrillers. I love Seven is one of my favorite movies of all time. Those movies where the killer is anywhere and he's not going to jump out and get you, but he's going to get you in a way that scares the hell out of you. That's great. Keegan and Zoe both, I'm assuming unintentionally, via context clues, have told me now that not only is there a jump scare in Black Widow, but apparently it's a pretty impactful one. I asked Zoe during the break, is it because of the violence of the jump scare or because of the impact on the plot? And Lonzo said yes. So I can't, like, I can't go find the jump scare to prepare myself for when it is so I can be ready for it, because apparently it's got a big plot hook to it, and I'm super not excited about that at all.
I believe I'm sharing blame with someone when I wasn't the one who brought it up.
Danced around the edge, and then Keegan was like, oh yeah, here's this thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, because I believe Steven is the one who brought it up. So you got to throw Steven in there too. I believe he's the one. I could be wrong. You got to go back up further. By the way, you should participate on our social media on ESPN Upstate, where we're live on Facebook, where we have these conversations off the air and now on the air. So you can be a part of that every single day right here on the show.
I watched it in theaters, and halfway through, I wish I would have watched it at home. Is that so you have volume control? Because that's always my big thing, no jokes.
Well, I think the other part, and I can't speak for Keegan, but I will. Maybe there was, some people in the theater who were not, watching the movie. Maybe
that is
having conversations or something like that.
If you are, Zoe, do you mind if you're watching a movie, specifically like if you're watching a movie that you have seen that you are, you have a passion for, whatever, and you're watching it and watching it and introducing it to somebody else? Do you have a problem with them asking you questions throughout, like a lot of questions throughout the movie?
If I'm in the theater, yes. While this was a different experience for my wife and I, because she's one of those people who asks a lot of questions to the point where I make sure I sit, a little bit further away from her, so someone else has to answer the questions, because I'm into the movie. I don't want to miss the little things that are underneath. I don't want to miss an important plot point that someone may talk over that might be brought up later, or an Easter egg in case of a lot of these movies. So I'm not that guy. But now if it's at home, in the case of us watching it Friday night, she asked some questions, I paused it.
Keegan says, it's unexpected, but it makes sense. It's only once, and it made me laugh. One of those, you got me style jump scares.
Right, same here. I laughed about it just because it's like, okay. I was, because they don't normally do that, and so it got me, and I was like, okay, and then just moved on. I wasn't offended by it, and I think it was necessary.
Okay. So I don't go looking for spoilers, but I also hate jump scares. So I'm in this spot where I'm like, I kind of want to go look and see what it is so I know to prepare myself for when it happens.
Listen, when we get off the air after the show, if you want me to tell you where it is, I would do that so you don't have to worry about research. If you're that concerned, I'm that kind of friend.
No, because it's going to get me anyway. It's going to get me anyway.
No, well, not if I tell you.
You can tell me exactly where it is.
Not if I tell you. Not if I tell you, I won't get you.
I hate them. They're cheap. They're cheap tactics, man. It's a cheap tactic. I was watching Infinity War saga, Infinity War and Endgame with the girlfriend yesterday, and she has this habit when we're watching movies. I got her to watch all the way through the MCU, right up through Endgame, because she wants to see Falcon, Winter Soldier, and Loki. Because like every other woman in America, she's got a thing for Loki. So anyway, we're getting through it and we're watching this movie. We're watching Endgame. And she's like, what happens to Tony Stark? What happens to Spider-Man? What does this mean? What is that? What is this? And I have this thing where I'm like, you know, if you just watch the movie, they answer literally all of these questions.
So do you actually say that or do you think that? Because I actually say that. Like, you know, if you just watch, you're going to find out. If you just be quiet for a second and listen to the movie, they will explain it eventually.
My thing is, I just don't respond. If she asks me a question, now, with this, it's kind of not fair, right? Because she's banged through 22 whatever movies it is in the past 6 weeks. And if you didn't see them in theaters with a year between every movie, then you didn't have time to reminisce on the movie. So there's a lot going on. So a lot of, if there's not, like, if she asked me a question that has to do with, there was one about, there was a reference to Fat Thor where he referenced something that came from Ragnarok. And I was like, I'll remember one. They showed Hank Pym during Endgame when Cap and Tony go back to the 70s. Right, to because they got to get more Pym particles and get the Tesseract from a previous timeline, and they show young Michael Douglas, and she's like, why is there young Michael Douglas? And I said, well, remember Ant-Man, Hank Pym, that's young Hank Pym right after he created the Pym part. Oh yeah, I remember. So I don't mind, but when she's like, what's gonna happen to Iron Man? I just don't respond at all, and I think it frustrated her a lot. Right. That's the spot that I get when I know that Lonzo has seen Black Widow and I want to go, all right, so I know Taskmaster is the bad guy. And by the way, Taskmaster is my favorite Marvel bad guy because theoretically, he's unbeatable. Theoretically, the only way to beat Taskmaster is you have to have a new hero thoroughly defeat him in their first contact, and that hero has to know how to defeat every other superhero that Taskmaster has already faced. Love the bad guy. And
by,
I want
to
know.
Shout out to Stream right now. Don't do what you want to do. Don't spoil anything about anything for Rob right
I
now.
Just want you to know, those of you typing up spoilers in the Facebook stream right now, I have banhammer powers, all right? And I am not afraid to use them. I will delete your comment and ban you in a heartbeat. Don't come at me, bro. Don't come at me, bro. All right. So, anyway, I will be seeing Black Widow. Actually, you know what, Zoe? We're probably going to see it Wednesday because we've got our little shindig on Wednesday after the show, which is over at, what, like 8 o'clock? It's like an 8:30 movie is a reality for me.
I don't know if everyone listening has that guy or girl that's a friend that's in your life that you want to be able to discuss something with, and they take forever to watch things. And you have to watch what you're saying so you don't accidentally spoil or respond to somebody else who's trying to spoil. That there's always got to be somebody. Rob is that somebody.
I am.
You're busy. I get it. I get you're busy. I get it.
Ryan says I haven't watched Loki yet, so no spoilers. All right, like any of it, because the first episode's been out what, Zoe, 5 weeks now. 4 weeks? It's kind of on you at this point if you haven't seen the first few episodes.
There's one episode left, and it's 2 days from now. So, 5 weeks.
Yeah, Ryan, I love you, dog, but it's kind of on you. All right, 844-477-3776. ESPN, spoiler alert, Black Widow dies in the Marvel comic universe. Yeah, that movie's been out 4 years now. Yeah, that's not a spoiler
I think you've
got
to say a Black Widow dies.
ESPN, I don't look for spoilers, but spoilers don't ruin the movie for me either. I'm indifferent. It depends on what the spoiler is, right? Here, let me tell you the quick story real quick about how this whole conversation came up, and then we'll take a break. About 2 months ago, the lady friend and I went over to Chucktown because her sister and brother-in-law lived there, and we went to go spend a weekend with them in Charleston. And if you go to the, not Folly Beach, one of the beaches there in Charleston, as you walk out toward the beach where the Charleston Lighthouse is, there's this big concrete area that I guess used to be like the foundation of a house or something. And people go there with sidewalk chalk and people do art and stuff on this big concrete patch and then a concrete path that leads out to the beach. And somebody wrote in like a big 5x5 square, Lonzo, Tony Stark dies in Endgame. They just wrote Tony Stark dies in Endgame. So the lady friend looked at that and she looks at me because
that person should be arrested.
I agree.
Especially if they did it like right after the movie came out.
I mean, not that we're not any worse by now saying it on the stream, but that was pretty bad. So the lady friend who at this point we had just gotten into Marvel and she, as all of us did, having just seen the first few Iron Man movies, loved Iron Man, loves Tony Stark. Who didn't? Guy's a great character. And she looks at me and she just goes like angry red. And she's like, tell me that this is not true. And I have this thing, Lonzo, that I don't knowingly lie to my partners.
Well,
there
is a way out. You could have said it's not true because in some of the comic books, he's not dead.
No. It says Tony Stark dies in Endgame.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Specifically.
All right.
So, and if she knows in that spot that pleading the fifth is effectively saying, yes, that's true, right? So I'm like, you just got to watch the movie. I don't want to watch it if you die. You just got to watch the movie.
If you were in a situation where you could, what you should have done is just take off running.
Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Texter says, Rob, I'm not mad at you, but I managed to make it this long without knowing what happened in that movie, LOL. That movie has been out since April 26th, 2019. It was the caboose of the most successful movie franchise in history, and you managed to go 2 years and 2 months without getting it spoiled for you. First off, I want you to know you have incredible friends. There's no way with my friends I'm making it 2 years and 2 months without knowing.
Or zero friends. I mean, that's one way to not be spoiled is to not, you know, have any friends.
Yeah, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I am shocked and impressed, but more shocked that you managed to make it this year. Another texter says, Ultron is a better villain than Taskmaster. Also, Ultron was right. I would agree that from the perspective of motivation, Ultron is a better bad guy. Because here's the thing, Zoe. Remember, Ultron didn't decide to go full Ultron until what? He was exposed to the internet, which is the correct decision of anyone exposed to the dark of the internet. You see the worst of people on the internet, so that makes sense. I am saying...
Yeah, we see that on our text line daily.
Daily. Taskmaster, let me rephrase that. Taskmaster, more threatening bad guy is the way I'd go.
I would ask you to just go away from this before someone spoils for you.
Like Jason might do here. He wants to talk about spoilers.
Nah, right. He's not.
All right, Jason, you're up. Thanks for hanging on, bud. Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. If you're talking about spoilers, a couple of things here. First of all, I remember the Packers were playing a game when I was working on a Sunday, and this guy knew I was a Packers fan, and I was recording. I think they were playing the Eagles. It was the first game and everything, and I told him, "Sir, don't say anything about the game," and you know, because I've not watched it. I'm going to watch it when I get home. He's like, "I'm not going to say anything, but you'll like what happens." I'm like, "Come on, man."
That is saying something, you jerk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I kind of got him back a couple weeks later. Tennessee was playing somebody. They won in overtime. And I said the same thing. And I said, "I'm not going to tell you what happened, but you're going to like it, you know." So, hey, but can you imagine back in 1980, you know, during the Olympics? You know, I mean, you know how even nowadays during the Olympics, they'll have NBC will show the event later after it's already happened, especially if it's, you know, half the world away or whatever. You know, it's shown in prime time in the U.S. But in 1980, I saw something on YouTube where one of the local news reports reported that the U.S. had beat the Soviet.
Speaking,
would you really believe that? You know.
Yeah, I'll tell. Especially with sports in the age of DVR, right? Like Jason, I've had so many days where I got to go up to the studio to take care of this, or I happen to be on the road and I'm going to miss the first half, but I'm going to catch up. Here's the thing about sports, and maybe this is just because of the job that I have, but like I have 6 or 7 different services that send push alerts to my phone based on what's happening. And, sure. And even when I'm sitting like at a bar with 13 TVs, I still have these push alerts because if I'm watching game one over here and then somebody gets into the red zone in game 3 on a TV behind me, I want to turn around, yada, yada, yada. I'm at the point where sports spoilers are completely unavoidable, which then the question I have to ask is if I know, for instance, that the Bucks beat the Suns by 20 last night, is it worth my time to go back and rewatch that game, or should I just check the highlights? That's always been the big one for me with sports.
Sure, sure. And it's a lot of times it is unavoidable unless you just totally, you know, turn out the whole world, and it's, you know, with yourself and part of your job, that's not, you know, it's really even harder to do. But anyway, yeah. I enjoy you talking about spoilers. I think with Breaking Bad and during the final episode, I pretty much turned off my phone and everything, turned off the radio, the sports show. When I worked the night shift, I didn't listen to it on my way home. Just probably were not going to say anything, but just in case they did, you know, I didn't want to hear it. So.
Well, I will tell you, and Jason, I appreciate it, but good to have you. I will tell you that, and Zoe doesn't even love this, you get a 2-week spoiler period. We may downshift it to a week, but right now in play, you have a 2-week spoiler period before we will start talking about it on air. You're welcome.
I believe that a warning, "Hey, we're going to talk about this," means that we're going to talk about this, and if you don't tune away, that's your fault.
844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307. 71307. Texter says, "I just kept telling people I'm planning to watch it. Don't say anything. And it worked. I even stayed off social media." So were you doing this because you intend to watch it? Or were you doing this as like a social experiment to see how long your friends would give you before they talked about it?
I will tell you, and I know we need to go to break, I still don't know what happens in Back to the Future 2 because I still haven't seen it. And I've managed to not see it.
It's been out 30 years.
Yeah. I figure, why do it now?
Well, I'm keeping that one in the back pocket for if Lonzo ever ticks me off on air. Biff goes to space! Just kidding, that's not what happens. Texter says, "The worst spoiler is when you're watching a replay of a game and the final score scrolls across the bottom of the screen." I agree, except for, again, I've got like 50 notification services that come to my phone. I can't avoid final scores. Short of throwing my phone like under my pillow, I can't avoid them. Quick break. Back after this. Twitter Trending Topics wraps us up on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I tell Rob what is trending on the internet, and he tells us what he knows about. The first thing is Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Wonderful has passed away. Talk about a trailblazer and trendsetter. And, joined the what is now WWE back in the early years. Lonzo, Rowdy Roddy Piper was the manager for Mr. Wonderful. He had kind of a Ric Flair air to him, but still managed to develop his own personality off of that.
He was a perfect heel. As a teenager, I hated him. I absolutely hated him. But he was going up against Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Back during the vitamins and
back
prayers.
When you weren't allowed to dislike Hulk Hogan, lest you be labeled an un-American communist
That's
or
right.
something.
Now I have that song in my head. Thank you.
You are a real American.
I am a real American.
Yeah, Paul Orndorff passing away at 71 years of age. One of the legends, man. One of the legends.
Absolutely. All right, the next thing that's trending is Black Adam.
Black Adam trending, which I am assuming is going to be tied into something else we've talked about.
No, there's a picture.
It's The Rock, right?
Yeah.
The Rock's Black Adam.
There's a picture of the costume.
Okay.
And it's a rear view. So you're still not seeing the front of it, but you're seeing his back and you're seeing part of the costume.
Rear view like we're seeing the butt rocks of The Rock?
No, not that far
down.
Oh,
okay, gotcha.
It's like
a back view.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Got it. It's very different from a rear view.
It's still a rear view, isn't it? It's
technically.
How should I have said it?
Thank Naomi for that. Try to win you a grand and stop making.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.